All right, I need your help on this. We're going to come back to the Browns here in 1 second, so just hang tight. Mayor, I probably need your help on this too, okay? Ready? You got Dan, you ready for this one? Jeff, you in? Ready?
I can't tell you how ready I am.
I know, I can feel your excitement. So we go to a wedding this weekend. Wedding was great. Had a great time. Great family there too, right?
Did you talk them out of it?
No, I didn't. Oh. No. Good couple. Good, happy couple. They truly in love. Harmonious wedding. It was great. It was just great, right? But prior to, and this is where things get lost in conversation, I need a definition. Ready? Wedding, said wedding formal. What do you wear? Jeff?
Formal?
Formal. Was told wedding formal.
Coat and tie.
Dan?
Jacket, open collar.
Mayor?
I agree with Jeff Phelps. I'm saying coat and tie.
Coat and tie. In anywhere in your mind, when you heard the word formal, did you think tux? Any one of you, Jeff?
No.
Dan?
No, that's black tie, right? Tuxedo is black tie.
Is that what it is?
I think that's correct.
I've always assumed that was the case.
Okay, my first thought was formal.
If you're wearing somebody else's clothes, you know, and you're going to have to return it at the end of the weekend, how formal is that really?
You're a strange man. Very strange. Thanks. I never once thought about that while I rented a tux. Caused a little bit of a dilemma prior to no one in the wedding party.
Fight with your wife? Is that what you're saying?
No, I just heard formal, and I wasn't the only one in the room that thought formal tux. And this was like 24 hours before the wedding. I was like, because I had said to someone from the wedding party said to, I'm trying to be nice on this. Someone from the wedding party said something to someone in the family, and they said, what's attire? And they said formal. And I'm like, that meant tux. I thought it was tux all the way. And I was going to be a rebel anyway. So I wore what, Jeff? What do you think I wore?
A powder blue tux with dark blue trim.
Yeah.
And a ruffled shirt.
With a ruffled shirt.
Bow tie.
That's 1970s. Yes. Would I wear?
Cummerbund. Had to have a cummerbund.
Did not wear a cummerbund. But I did put it in the bongos like Fonzie.
Good on you. I think you went sport coat with a pair of dress pants and an open collar.
You're basking. You did not wear a tie.
Mayor, what'd I wear?
A leisure suit with a paisley print.
Yeah, baby.
Sansa belt, yes or no?
She doesn't know what that
is. She doesn't even know what Sansa belt is.
I have no idea. No, sorry.
I went, Dan Menigan called it. No tie. Dude, I have retired ties for as long as, unless I absolutely.
Agreed.
I have to be told to wear a tie before I wear a tie. All right, well, I thought it was a language barrier thing. The younger people who were in the house, and younger I would say is under 35, all said.
Clean t-shirt?
You do not have to wear a tux, and you should probably wear a tie. Should wear a tie. There were plenty of people that didn't wear a tie to the wedding, though, too.
So. It was outdoors?
It was outdoors,
yeah,
too.
Well, it's warm. Yeah. You don't need a tux.
Got it. Okay. So, but at one point, Jeff, would you have ever thought formal meant tux?
Yeah, and I wouldn't have worn one anyway.
But that was still, at one point, if you told someone something was formal, you would expect them to black tie.
No.
You got to hear the words black tie to make you think that it's...
I think Meredith was right. If you want somebody to go rent a tux, first of all, good luck to you. And second of all, then
it's not
say...
not as easy as it was.
Then say black tie.
Mm. All right, Mayor, thank you. You have set me straight. I appreciate your wisdom.
I do what I can, gentlemen.
You're good. All right, back to the Browns situation. Which one of these quarterbacks should wear a black tie tux to the NFL awards next year after becoming the quarterback
That's
of the year?
Beautiful.
Thank you. We'll take a couple phone calls on our quarterback conversation?
Yeah.
We should. Mark is in Cleveland. Hi, Mark.
Hey, fellas. I'm rolling with Jeff, man. I don't want to see Flacco up there. I mean, he hasn't played 9 games in over 7 years. The guy had a 2-3-3 touchdown interception rate, a 61 complete passing rating, man.
Wait, how many of the quarterbacks currently on the roster have played more than 9 games over the last 2 years?
Andy, but we know what we're getting in him, though. We know exactly what we're getting in him. We're not going to get a whole season out of him, and we're going to lose a lot of games. So we might as well do that with the rookies or Kenny Pickett. I would love to see Kenny go out there and then have the rookies follow up behind him just so we can see what we got out of these guys.
All right, put yourself in Kevin's shoes. Who are you starting? Not your shoes, Kevin's shoes.
Of course I'm starting Flacco then, but I don't think it's going to be lasting with him. Like I say, the guy hasn't played 9 games in 7 years. The guy got a 3-2 interception and touchdown rate, man. What are we going to do? What is he going to do, Andy? Catch lightning in a bottle like last time? I don't think so, man.
I don't know, man. We got a lot of good lightning bugs around here. I'm telling you. Mark, I get it. I understand what you're saying. Thank you. I appreciate it.
See, here's the thing I think, Andy. You've said, what is Kevin going to do? My guess is this. If he has to play Joe Flacco, he's thinking, oh, my God, we're in trouble. And I don't mean that to be disparaging about Joe. It's this. Give us somebody who might be the quarterback of the future of this team. And if none of these three other guys are good enough to beat out Joe Flacco, then this is going to be a season where we sit back and wait to see who the quarterback is going to be next year. And I truly think that you're going to have a hard time winning games if somebody can't beat out Joe. And I mean, Joe can sling it. He can. And he'll win you a couple of games. But if somebody doesn't rise above his level, I think this team is destined to win 5 to 6 to 7 games. A different quarterback might give you a better opportunity to win. And whether that's Kenny Pickett, whether that's Dylan Gabriel, I don't think it's going to be Shadur. I think Shadur is going to sit, watch, and hopefully get really good in the years to come. But it might need a little more time. I just want somebody to come in and be good enough that you don't think, all right, well, I guess we got to start Joe. And I can't come off in any way other than bashing Joe Flacco when I say the things that I've said about this.
It does sound like you're bashing.
Well, I know it does. But I want the team to do better than a 40-year-old quarterback who's had very little success in the last 5 or 6 years. I want them to be better than that. So that's my hope.
I haven't seen NFL success out of any of the other quarterbacks either, so I'm not going to judge him against that.
You have never had the opportunity and a crummy offense. I mean,
you're saying that coaching and player personnel on the field directly affected his outcome?
No, I'm saying he was.
You just said
I said, but he was better. He was better than that with a crummy offensive coordinator. Dude's record is like 15-10, and the offensive coordinator was so good he got fired.
Kevin, Cuyahoga Falls. Hi, Kev. How are you?
Kev.
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Good, good.
So I'm going to be on Team Phelps here, and I agree everything you're saying. And I would even go a little further. If week 1, Flacco trots out as our starter, that would mean this last draft was a disaster and an epic failure. Because that means we didn't waste 1 pick on quarterback. We wasted 2 picks on quarterbacks. And think of the opportunity.
But who's making that call, Kevin? If you're wasting picks, that would be a general manager call. If I'm the head coach, I've got to put a guy out there that I trust, that I think can win, especially when you look at that schedule. By the way, on the record, I don't think all 4 quarterbacks are going to be here when the season starts. So this conversation might just be for naught anyway. Go ahead, Kevin. Sorry.
I hope to goodness gracious we don't have carry 4. I really do, because I think it's mismanagement of the roster and mismanagement of our draft if that's what happens. So, and if you got 2 guys that you wasted picks on that are just sitting, doing nothing, again, that's a waste. Think of, we could have had linemen. We could have had linebackers. Think of the picks we could have used that got guys on the field rather than having guys just sit there doing nothing. So, and I'm also with Jeff. I really do hope it's Kenny. I hope he ends up being our week 1 starter. I think he does give us the best chance to win games. I don't think Joe Flacco does. I disagree with that sentiment that Joe Flacco somehow gives us the best chance to win games. And I completely agree. We got to have somebody more talented than a 40-year-old broken down guy that can't get on the field and stay on the field. And by the way, throws the ball to the other color team. I mean, that's not going to win you games. You know as well as I do, Andy, when you throw the ball to the other color team, you ain't going to win too many games that year.
I don't know. We got a guy who won't even be dressing these games that's making a ton of cash that did an excellent job of throwing to the other team. Right? I mean,
well, sure.
Guys, I wish it was all common sense. It's not. And how this thing plays out, ultimately, I think if I'm Kevin, I've got to figure out how to save my job. And I don't care what you say. Oh, it looks like he's safe. He's safe. There's just 3 win coaches don't stick around for 2 years in a row. It doesn't happen. And I like You're Kevin. Right. I like him a lot. Yeah,
which is why Kevin, we're on the same page, which is where I think and Kevin thinks, if you're Kevin Stefanski, are you banking on Joe Flacco to save your job? Good luck, man. Get the resume ready.
Are you banking on 2 rookies that have never taken a snap?
No, I'm banking on a guy who was a first-round pick who did okay in my division, playing for a team that's better than us.
Well, there's a guy who was in our division that's gone very far, and he's on the team too. If I'm Kevin, man, and I'm looking at that schedule haunts me every night. Every night.
And Joe Flacco makes you feel better about it?
No, at least I look, and if he sucks and he doesn't look good in the first game of the season, then I'm going to Kenny.
Which screams, oh my God, you're going to change after one game?
Oh my God, I've got four quarterbacks sitting here. I don't think anyone is the greatest thing since sliced bread. I don't know how far we can get with any of these guys. And by the way, my general manager wants me to keep four quarterbacks. So if he wants me to keep four quarterbacks on this active roster, they probably all could play in some capacity. And by the way, don't we want to see what Shedeur Sanders looks like out on the field? Like, I don't have a problem with that. I want to see what he looks like out on the field. I'm not willing to start him, though, if my job's on the line. I don't know how long it would take to get him on the field. Same with Dylan Gabriel.
I was just looking at some Flacco stuff. I didn't know this. Biggest, highest interception percentage rate of his career came with what team?
With the Browns?
Yes.
Well, there weren't enough games.
Isn't that weird?
He didn't have enough games able to equal that out.
Yeah.
Does it count how many tosses he had from the couch?
Maybe. I mean, it was lower with other teams.
More opportunity? Is that a fair assessment? It was lower
every year he was in Baltimore. I'm just throwing that out. Just a fact. That doesn't include the playoff games either.
All right. I do want to talk about something other than quarterbacks, and we will do. Yeah, I do.
I want to talk about quarterback from now until September
10th. Here's what I want to talk about. Coming up on the rest of the show, well, let's bring in Mike Florio at 12:20.
Oh, good.
We'll do that. So we'll talk to him. I do want to come back and talk a little bit about NFL training camps. We have not even touched Scottie Scheffler and his dominance on the court. That's on the course. That's going to come up here in a little bit. So we're going to talk about all these things. And we'll probably get back to the Guardians at some point, too. What a great weekend they had, and they've been playing great over the last 10 games. I'll give it to them. 216-474-0092. You know the name of the show. It's Baskin and Phelps right here. 92.3 The Fan.